I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. Dr. Eben Alexander has been a practicing neurosurgeon for 25 years. In November of 2008, Alexander experienced a 7-day coma due to an attack of bacterial meningitis. Alexander's 2012 book, Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, documents his transformative experience. On Tuesday, September 17th, Alexander returns to Winston-Salem, where he was raised, to share his story at Centenary United Methodist Church. The event begins at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public.
I spent 54 years of my life kind of in a world of dominated by science, and I'm more of a scientist now than I've ever been. But I also realize that that very simplistic, primitive, materialist science that I worshipped before my coma, which basically says that if we understand electrons, quarks, protons, neutrons, you know, subatomic physics, chemistry, biology, we can explain everything about all of existence. And what my coma forced me very clearly to realize, and it's because of my diagnosis, I had a severe gram-negative bacterial meningitis. My doctors to this day have no explanation for how I could have had such a full, complete recovery after spending 7 days in coma and being extremely ill from that disease. And then my scans and my neurologic exams showed my neocortical function. That outer surface of the brain is the neocortex. That's the part that makes us human. That's why meningitis is such a perfect model for human death. And my case was so severe, it should have wiped out all but the most rudimentary of any kind of experience, which I think I had that experience. That's what I call the earthworm's eye view. In my book, but then, of course, I had that extraordinary spiritual experience beyond that in the Gateway Valley, that's kind of an earth-like place, but very heavenly, too. Then outside of all that, seeing time as we know it to collapse down and higher-dimensional space collapsing down to this realm that I call the core, completely outside of our higher-dimensional multiverse and space and time, with that brilliant, all-loving, powerful, creative source, who, of course, many would call God, and a brilliant orb of light and so many lessons. And, of course, I go into a lot of that and how really it all just centers on that love, that unconditional love that has tremendous healing power. And that's the practical value of all this, is to realize just how powerful that is for healing. And that's what a lot of this journey is about. And the important thing, I think, is to understand the book is one that I wrote for skeptics, you know, like myself. As much as I wanted to believe in God, I had grown up in that Methodist church. In fact, I grew up in Centenary Methodist Church and believed in prayer and God and afterlife for a long time. But this 20 years plus in neurosurgery, I had more and more difficulty seeing how consciousness could survive the death of the brain and body. And that's why my coma journey was so important, because our modern neuroscience would tell you that the next step beyond my earthworm eye view, that very primitive, simplistic, coarse, unresponsive consciousness that I started with deep in coma, the next step should have been nothingness. And yet the next step was actually the blinders coming off in a far richer, ultra-real spiritual realm.
Dr. Eben Alexander will be speaking at Centenary United Methodist Church in Winston-Salem on Tuesday, September 17th. The event begins at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. For more information on Alexander's book, Proof of Heaven, go to wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.